Blog Talk Radio. Ah, yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again. A blessed Rosh Chodesh to you all. A blessed new moon for those who discern our brothers and sisters, the command of the Most High that we might seek His pure and perfect will. We're back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again. I'm your host, Enemya. Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity, this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. Yes, speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause, my brothers and sisters, blessed is every ear that Yah brings near. And I thank you all for listening. For indeed, the Most High has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him, for His cause that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him, nevertheless, in doing for Him that which He has commanded of me, He told me I would have His protection. Promised me I would have His protection and His guidance. With that, our brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, I must speak a word to cause men to consider things, remember things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I have a question for all who would hear. It is a question that I spoke on last evening, something the Most High proposed, said as a proposition to me, many years ago, sitting in a meditation chair, just asking the Most High to just tell me something, just wanted to hear His voice. And His response was this simple question. But the tone of His response made it very obvious what is the answer. His question to me was this: shall a man ignore, deny, disagree with the Most High, even on one point, and yet live? I knew what the answer was immediately, and the answer is no. Reason being, my brothers and sisters, the sanctity of the Holy Kingdom, the veracity, reverence, and respect for the Holy Name, that His people shall one day dwell in a world securely, at peace, all having respect for the will of one. It is imperative that we all understand that the gospel was always a word. The gospel of peace, the gospel of salvation was always a word. They gave a mandate. Messiah told His disciples, after the gift of the Spirit, to go forth and teach all nations. Yes, He said, teach all nations everything that He has commanded. He commanded that they baptize in the name, how about under the authority, full authority, honorable, honoring as faithful stewards the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not sign with His name any contract that anything is taken away from or added to. He only sanctions a contract, my brothers and sisters, where there's a mutual agreement unto all that He has foreordained. Anything else any other ideology, any other so-called system of belief, a trust. Our brothers and sisters is the will of another. Blessed they will understand the Most High will not deny himself. Anything that he has promised to be upon this earth. He has forsworn that he will have a people to himself on this earth who will truly prove themselves worthy, steadfast unto his word, respectful and reverent for all that from the very beginning he has created this world for according to his purpose. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has had a plan, a purpose from the very beginning, a sense of what he expects and foreordains on this earth must be. Else, my brothers and sisters, it has no cause or purpose unto him. I want you to understand. I pray that you will understand, my brothers and sisters, that without question, I said without question, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is that the Most High has foreordained a purpose. I said he's foreordained a purpose for this world. It's something that he created for, that he expects must be brought to bear. That he has forsworn must be brought to bear. Only those, my brothers and sisters, who have this sense of expectation. Only those, my brothers and sisters, who discern what the Most High has foreordained from the beginning unto his honor and glory can have genuine partakership, or even for that matter, right understanding. That they might be found cooperative under his purpose. Most High told me many years ago that the greatest gift he can give is a law by which all people may cooperate with him according to his purpose, love and trust. Hear, my brothers and sisters, shall a man say he has worth before the Most High, after the plan or design or conceit of another? Shall a man say that he can deny anything the Most High has said to establish his own sense of misorderly rule, disrespectful misorder, causing men to respect the word, the design, the plan, the covenant of another, and still say that his faith, what he calls faith, is pleasing unto Yah? It's time we have to understand something, my brothers and sisters, that we live in a world that is beguiled by the predispositions that are in it. The time men are born in this world, the various rulers of this world have beguiled the masses. I said the various rulers of this world have beguiled, utterly beguiled the masses. Men have believed that if they trusted in their various rulers, kings, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, they believe that if every man walks according to the rule established by their rulers, though the world be contentious in every manner, not knowing the way of peace, filled with debates and doubts, because men have not chosen to seek the Most High for the fullness of his will. Men have acted as if all their rulers, all their different political, national, pseudo-religious, cultural, whatever, familial even ties, men have believed that each one of them somehow, for that people born under such predispositions, could be their salvation. Even a word worthy unto life or death, simply because they have called upon his name. My brothers and sisters, we are forewarned. You shall not take the name of the Most High, swear by his name in vain. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, the various opinions of men. I said the varied opinions of men are not the work of the Holy Spirit. Yah is not the author of confusion. My brothers and sisters, the various pseudo-religious, political, national differences after which men have given their allegiances, my brothers and sisters, have only been a comfort for men in vain. There's only one salvation, my brothers and sisters, one Savior, one word unto life. And Messiah said it himself. How shall men not believe and still expect to have life? He said, if you deny any part of the law of the prophets or beguiled in any way to deny the law of the prophets by anyone, by your leaders, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If any man deceive his brother against the law and the prophets in any way, he's guilty even unto hellfire. How do nations and rulers feel that they are exempt from this rule? It's time to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There are those who believe because they just simply trusted after their leaders. When Messiah said your righteousness must exceed your leaders, your diligence, faith, expectation, zeal, love, what the Most High declared in the law and the prophets, must exceed that of your leaders, who are more concerned about their pulpits and thrones. Else he said, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Nevertheless, men have believed because their leaders got to be leaders, and somehow they were favored. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. So much prophecy relates again and again that there's a reason why he said, be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Because in both cases in particular, when the scriptures speak about the rulers of the prophets saying who should be able to stand, it is speaking, my brothers and sisters, to the fact that the rulers themselves and their partiality in the law and their treachery against the covenant, the mutual understanding the Most High declared from the beginning, there must be mutual allegiance of all. In every case, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures ask the question, who should be able to stand, like for instance in Malachi 3rd, saying the Most High must restore righteousness as of old in former years because the leaders have been treacherous, will be humiliated for being partial in the law, have caused division among the people. When the scripture says who should be able to stand when he appears, the same scripture, my brothers and sisters, that's in Malachi 3rd, where the leaders are the ones who are being reproved. Revelation in the 6th chapter says the same, that the leaders will be running for cover, trying to save their own hides, saying who should be able to stand. Hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? What is this wrath for, my brothers and sisters? Messiah comes to deliver the people from their sins. How about from every misallegiance, every fallen standard? Shall men, my brothers and sisters, say that all these various standards of man have been true to the pure, perfect will of Yah, as if they were the word from the beginning? The word that the rulers of the nations cannot preach is the word that is from the beginning. For every single nation, denomination of this present world, wherein the Most High says he has looked upon men in these latter days and seen none righteous, no, not one, none that does good, no, not one, none that discerns they need to seek Yah beyond all the rulers. Evildoers, my brothers and sisters, those scriptures over and over again are saying that the Messiah must come to restore a sense of covenant, a sense of righteousness that the world has long time forgotten. And there will be no need to restore a covenant, my brothers and sisters, where a covenant, a mutual understanding with Yah already was. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand. Most High never said one time that men would find salvation only hearing the words of men. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. In every case, it has always been true that merely hearing after ordinary carnal eyes and ears has never been sufficient for a man to be in all things true to the way of the Spirit. Messiah himself said, there's many things I long to tell you. He said this to his own disciples who had been with him for a few years. He said, there's many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp, bear, fully receive, comprehend, harness, if you will, them now. Till the Holy Spirit has come, the Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, rebukes all sin, and declares what is to come in the future. My brothers and sisters, how many of us understand that what these scriptures are in so many ways saying, is that till man discerns what from the beginning was divine purpose declared from the beginning eternal, having that expectation for all that he may read, hear, or see of the scriptures, or even the word of one who does comprehend, it is so easy, my brothers and sisters, upon a faulty foundation, or the insecurity of any misleading word or predisposition, it is so easy, my brothers and sisters, for a man seeking to uphold, preserve, maintain the seeming wisdom where there is no wisdom. So easy, my brothers and sisters, for a man to misinterpret all that he hears, all that he sees. For my brothers and sisters, the nations and rulers of this world, many are saying that they read from the same book, have not understood the real meaning of the scripture when it says many have sought the law, but not by faith. Many have not discerned that the law of faith, my brothers and sisters, is not after the varied interpretations, misinterpretations, and misadministrations declared by men. The law of faith, my brothers and sisters, has to come by a direct word of discipline that comes from the Most High himself. Shall men say, my brothers and sisters, since it was foreordained, it was already declared, and you were admonished in advance, that there's a dimension of truth that your rulers would not speak? Dare men say that if the rulers have forbidden the truth, if the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have hidden the exceeding knowledge that was once known, dare men say the Most High disregards his plan from the beginning because his plan to declare eternal from the beginning because men have ignored it? I can only tell you the book of Romans tells us well that if a whole world be deceived, if a whole world be a liar, if a whole world is deceived after unto allegiances to the plans and purposes, the selfish ambitions, the blindness, the rebellious ideals, treacherous ideals of another. For the whole world be deceived, Yah will yet be true. And my brothers and sisters, man will soon be brought to fully comprehend what it means when the scripture says, because what the Most High will do, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance. The day comes, my brothers and sisters, where men will understand that none of the idolatries, none of the idols, none of the false rulers, kings, and nations that they have created, none of them, my brothers and sisters, being founded upon the truth in terms of the expectation of the Holy Kingdom, none of them, my brothers and sisters, has been a place of sanctuary. So men say, my brothers and sisters, that they have shelter under the shadow of polytheists, men who cannot agree among themselves. So men have shelter, and the Most High said the only ultimate offering that he would accept of mankind is agreement with him under peace. I ask again, my brothers and sisters, shall a man, any man, or any institution of man, ignore or disagree with the Most High on even one point, seeking to establish other rule over men, and not be counted a robber? Shall men ignore, disagree, or deny the Most High on even one point, and that institution be allowed to forever live? I see scriptures in Isaiah 60 and 12 that relate that whatever nation or people, even whole nations, Isaiah 40 says the same, that would deny the least of what is the eternal word of light, invariant word of light. They deny that word at all, my brothers and sisters, in any way. The scripture says the people that shall do this shall perish. The nation that shall do this shall perish. Meaning the controlling bodies of knowledge that men seek to uphold or have been controlled by will perish. Because my brothers and sisters, the Most High must set his people free. And as long as people believe that the varying ideals of this world are viable, I said as long as people can believe that the varying ideals of this world are viable unto salvation, my brothers and sisters, men are not compelled in all things to seek Yah himself. Shame, my brothers and sisters. Shame. Truth of the matter, if men have looked at their leaders, I had somebody tell me when Obama was elected, somebody who said, you know, I know who he, because of his age, I know, you know, his experience. I know he saw the civil rights movement, lived through much of it. Someone that I know, I see him some degree of regularity. I'd say maybe a few times a year I run across him. Neighborhood I was raised in. And quite frankly, he was born somewhere back in probably the late 40s. And I remember the last time I saw him, one of the last times I saw him, right around the time that Obama was elected. And his first statement was, "Whoa, the Most High surely must be favoring him because he got to be president of the United States. For all that we've been through in this nation, he got to be president of the United States." My brothers and sisters, the Most High, I will repeat again to you, has never established any institution to sanction all the varying differences against himself that this nation has mandated in allegiance to itself as a law. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what I'm saying to you. What this nation calls freedom of religion and all its differences, I want you to understand something. You can't be true, if you will, to all the variant ideals of man and be true to the will of the One Most High. You can't sanction every word against the pure, perfect will of the Most High and gain favor from him. In fact, I would say that a people who can sanction a multitude of differences and call it American, my brothers and sisters, if they believe because they are in America, they have a right to speak whatever they will against the perfect will of the Most High. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, men have made lords over themselves? Who have they been tricked to trust? Most High did not say that in rebuke of any of his word, a man could live. Nor, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High must deliver his people to revere him beyond all folly, nor can my brothers and sisters such a nation live, because the Most High said that he would establish on this earth a kingdom from which his law shall go forth. And my brothers and sisters, his law shall be a reproof and a hope of life unto all the nations. And all scripture, my brothers and sisters, relates again and again the same immediate theme for those who will understand it. For from the very beginning, it was always understood. I said from the very beginning, it was always understood by those who believed that until every false voice is silenced on this earth, there will be no peace. So the Most High has promised to silence every voice that would not speak true to himself. I put an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Gospel of Shiloh. It speaks about when the Most High would send unto him all the people should gather. Not just because they should gather to him, my brothers and sisters, because he speaks the truth. He sent with the word of truth. That is indeed the word of life. That unto him all nations should gather. A lawgiver, he said, out of the tribe of Judah. Says unto him shall all the nations seek. Rest his peace shall be glorious. Genesis 49, 1 through 8 through 12. Isaiah 42, Isaiah 11, all these scriptures. But my brother, this is the way that all, only way that all are going to seek him, all must convert beyond their rulers. They who will not understand this, my brothers and sisters. I said they who will not understand that the only way you can exceed the unrighteousness and misinterpretation of your rulers is that you have to hear a word from the Most High himself. You can hear my words. But my brothers and sisters, until the Most High shows you the implications, the dimensions of implication, my brothers and sisters, that are not to say underlie and let's just say, until you understand, my brothers and sisters, until men come to understand that the word of Yah is very deep. Scripture talks about us needing to comprehend the height, depth, and breadth of his word. The words of Yah, again, are very deep. Till man, my brothers and sisters, men understand that the word of the Most High, everything he says is considered of all that he has or will say. Only then, my brothers and sisters, will men truly understand the word of one inspired. But many of my brothers and sisters have read the scriptures and actually believed somehow because their leaders said that they were believers. And their leaders have believed. My brothers and sisters, all scripture says that the Most High, in order to establish his kingdom, must prove foolish. All the various rule of all your leaders, all your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, prime minister, presidents, whatever, must expose them all where they've all fallen short. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. That all shall realize there's only one word of life. That he is the only one who is supreme. He decides, my brothers and sisters, lifting his gloves. The scripture says in Deuteronomy 32, lifts his glittering sword and says he lives forever. My brother says, not only does he say he lives, he shall live forever. But my brother says he has power to give life or to destroy. According to whether or not, my brothers and sisters, men will walk true to his, I shall repeat, his word. Again, Messiah said, if any man seeks to deny even the least of what's contained in the law and the prophets, or is deceived not to respect anything contained in the law and the prophets, he shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. But men, my brothers and sisters, disrespected the word of the Most High, and many have done so, my brothers and sisters, never knowing that they did. Never realizing they needed to seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, even if a whole world would not speak it. Like I say, you don't know you've been lied to. You don't know where you've been robbed, my brothers and sisters, until you know the truth and know what you should have had. On my website, I speak oftentimes about what I call the secret city prophecies. What was the early church's origin? What galvanized men to the early church? Or was it mutual but now forgotten expectation? There are those, my brothers and sisters, prefer not to know what must be forget, must be remembered that has long been forgotten in these latter days. Because to discern it, my brothers and sisters, means the man will have to understand that he has fallen short, not remembered so much of the precious word. And being misdirected, my brothers and sisters, what he has had has not unto salvation genuinely been a covenant. I know a lot of folks will turn around and say, well, the Most High knows my heart. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. Man will have to prove the nature of his heart. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Man will have to prove the stability of his heart. And the only way man can prove himself stable and true to the word of Yah, he must hear it first. Messiah comes for that direct, immediate purpose. Acts 3:18-23 says he comes for the restoration, restitution, if you will, the remembrance of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. Whoever will not hearken to his prophecy, that prophet, which is Yeshua. Scripture says they will be cut off from among his people. Many today, my brothers and sisters, believe that they have known the Savior. But my brothers and sisters, many who even call themselves Hebrew Israelites or Hebrews today, have still walked up to a polytheist ideal because they have not understood, not fully understood, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah comes with a word that ratifies what is written. The judgment begins at the house of Yah. And it means, my brothers and sisters, there would not be this, like I said, 45,000 denominations in the world. Who knows how many subsets of each one of those? They wouldn't exist, my brothers and sisters, if man had been true to the pure, perfect word. Many say that they believe, say they keep the Torah, say they agree that it should be kept. But my brothers and sisters, have they known how to keep it? The Torah is also the word of peace. Have men mutually agreed under one peace and one sense of cooperation? And if not, my brothers and sisters, what men have observed has not been the law of the Most High. The law of faith is something the most still need to have defined for them. The law of faith, my brothers and sisters, is a word from Yah, but not all who say they have heard the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, the rule of the kingdom of Yah. And I ask the question again, my brothers and sisters, shall a man seek to redefine after his own mentality? Shall a man redefine what is the way of life? Shall a man seek to redefine, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has to respect as faith? Shall a man, my brothers and sisters, say according to what is esteemed after his own heart, say what the Most High will show favor unto? My brothers and sisters, think about the scripture in Joel 2:32. Most High said directly, it shall come to pass in the last days that those who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. All who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. How many understand what this means, though? It says, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. That means, my brothers and sisters, that this deliverance is unto those who will hear his voice, who will respond wisely to his voice. I said those who he has called. Because my brothers and sisters, no one can bid you to the Most High that you find complete union with the Most High unless the Most High himself is called. And you are willing, my brothers and sisters, to hearken to the voice that he has sent. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, someone wants to ask the Messiah, how should we do the works of Yah? And Most High sent Messiah ultimately to tell men what the meaning of these things was. He says, believe on him whom he has sent. He says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, one whom he had disciplined, that whoever believes in him, one whom he had disciplined for that time. And my brothers and sisters, even for the time to come. That whoever believes in him, I didn't say all the various rulers of this world. That whoever believes in him shall not perish. I said whoever believes in him, whoever believes also understands and obeys him. Shall we say that all these various denominations and rulerships out here have been a belief and obedience and understanding of him? He said that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, everlasting life is more than what most people imagine. Everlasting life, my brothers and sisters, begins with having the word of life. The word that lives forever, my brothers and sisters, is the word of Yah himself. One scripture says, receive the engrafted word that is able to save, heal, give endurance, if you will, to your soul. I want you to hear something, my brothers and sisters. Men have oftentimes quoted scripture from Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22:21. And have never, men have done this, my brothers and sisters, and have never discerned the scriptures fully in the context that they were intended, because they sought to control the word. I want you to hear me. One scripture said they had the law, but they did not seek it by faith. Meaning they had the books of the law, the words of the prophets, even the words of Messiah himself. But they interpreted them and administered them in such a way that they sought the preservation of man-made rule and not the rule of Yah. And for this, our people have been scattered across all the nations amongst a multitude of worldly provocations, double-minded, not believing Yah, that his word is perfect. Many seeking, my brothers and sisters, to twist that word after what seems wise in their own hearts under many mass forms of unnatural abominations. Prideful, my brothers and sisters, after ideals with which the Most High cannot be pleased. And still yet, my brothers and sisters, believed that they were safe, secure. The security of a kingdom, he said his people shall dwell securely. Jeremiah 23, when he sends them shepherds who shall feed them, a righteous heir, my brothers and sisters, a righteous heir of David. It says in his days, my brothers and sisters, Israel and Judah shall be saved, shall be made one, shall be redeemed from all the misconceits of those that seem to be wise, that seem to offer the way of life that my brothers and sisters have not. Redeemed from all those who have not feared the people all that they should have known. And said, in that day, my brothers and sisters, Israel should dwell securely. Well, I got news for you. It's a shame to say it, but it's the truth. The kingdom of Yah is secure only when all that are in it seek in every ounce of their being to be true to all of his word. But my brothers and sisters, I would tell you now, the kingdom of this world, if you go back and look at a lot of documents, even of those, let's just say the words of those, my brothers and sisters, who supposedly created, or let's just say gathered together what you call the present canon of Scripture. It's in your King James Version, for instance, the canon of Scripture that's in the Catholic Bible? I want you to understand something they said. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, they know there were other letters by the apostles to such as the churches that were at Corinth and Ephesus and Thessalonica. But there were scriptures, my brothers and sisters, if you want to call it that, writings at least, the hand of the apostles, that they did not make part of the canon of accepted scripture, because they said, my brothers and sisters, it was a threat to their national security. My brothers and sisters, there's so much word of truth from on high that exposes the ways of the nations to be, in so many ways, quite deceptive and foolish. Scripture says the Messiah comes to reveal these things. It'd be a vexation and terror for many to understand the report. The cloth is too short, the warp is weak, and insufficient for a garment. Meaning that the doctrines that men have upheld, being partial and perverse, my brothers and sisters, be a terror for many to understand that they were not the way of life. I know a lot of folks turn around and say, well, Most High knows my heart, and I went to church. If you read the scriptures, it tells you that you're going to have to understand more than what's taught by these so-called churches today. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. My responsibility to tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. I still say the same thing. It's a blessing to all those whom the Most High draws near to examine the words that he has given me for the healing of his people. My website, hiddengospel.com, again, the articles on it, like Remember the Promise. Articles like The Gospel of Shiloh. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Word of the Shepherds, Thoughts and Afterthoughts, just to name a few. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there's a lot contained there that, quite frankly, I looked far and wide. I don't see anywhere, my brothers and sisters, and this might sound like a very bold statement, I don't see anywhere that anyone is seeking to declare to you those words in the same level of depth and understand that you'll find on that website. And I can only tell you that to know what is said and not know why it is said is entirely to miss the point. And my brothers and sisters, is entirely to miss the way of life. You can't ignore what the Most High has said, believing in someone else's plan and still yet be true to him. It just simply is not possible. So a man, say he is awakened beyond the veils of deceit, the rulers that have blinded the whole world, yet believing that he finds deliverance after those same diverse rulers who cannot decide even among themselves the way that is right. Yah has not changed nor disavowed the way of peace. And certainly not because men have not fully believed the consecrated covenant that is the pure word of truth, eternal. The diverse standards of many nations, my brothers and sisters, are not the holy way. The diverse standards of the nation are not the one holy way that the Most High says attains the reward of peace. In fact, I see scriptures in Isaiah 57 talking about how even his people have blindly trusted after the ways of their kings. Polytheist rulers, my brothers and sisters, who themselves being double-minded after the, let's just say, diverse misallegiances of the nations, have compelled the people to be just as double-minded and not knowing it. And scripture says when Messiah appears, he will rebuke those, in fact, who have been so deceived that they've mocked even him, saying that you praised your kings and therefore you would not listen to him. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand something. What the scriptures mean by that in Isaiah 57. He said, against whom have you mocked and whom have you drawn out the tongue? Who have you been in dread and fear that you've lied against him or not sought enough to be true to him? He says that you trust in your rulers, those who comfort you, or you sought comfort in. Thought were a sanctuary. He said, behold, I am the Holy One of old, and you did not revere me. He said, you trust in those who you thought were a comfort, rulers of the earth. He says, behold, they will all be swept away like the wind and the vanity that they are. He said, but those who trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. I see it as a shame, my brothers and sisters, the men have not understood what this means. Because the rulers themselves don't have the power to give themselves the gift of life. I sense as the rulers themselves have no power to give unto themselves the gift of life. My question, and I ask them, my brothers and sisters, is this. How is it that men have believed that trusting in their rulers who have no power to judge themselves, my brothers and sisters, have power to determine the salvation of your soul, when they don't even have the power to determine it for themselves? In fact, the scripture says, since they have been obstacles against your discerning the pure, perfect will of Yah, I said, because they have been obstacles against your discerning the pure perfect will of Yah. They, my brothers and sisters, are obstacles that must be removed. That is what the scriptures have always said, my brothers and sisters. How is it that so many find it so hard to believe? Many have been compelled to believe because their rulers gathered esteem from men. They were favored of Yah. Not always the case, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes the truth of the matter, if you go back and look through the history of Israel, you'll find that very often the prophets were the most despised of all. Scriptures even say when the Messiah is appearing, men will not have, let's just say, have been so beguiled by their rulers that they've been not inclined to hear him. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah comes to declare the word of life. The scripture says that the nation that will not hear him, it says the city that he comes to that would not hear him will be destroyed. Shall we not understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that when that city is destroyed, then the nation shall seek and then the nation shall revere Yah. Meaning that his is the word of life, and it, whether or not men hear that word will determine the salvation or damnation of their souls. Do you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that a lot of folks are not going to be prepared to listen to the Messiah because they've been so sure that they had the gift of life according to the shallow-minded standards? The ruler sat back and told him, well, I really can't believe that if I defy this word, it's going to make a difference with regard to my salvation. I had somebody say to me earlier today that they somehow believe that certain things, certain ideas they thought were insignificant. Well, they said they think it wouldn't make a difference unto salvation. I see scriptures in the Bible that tell us that the Most High is going to remove all the names of Baalim, all the various pagan deities that have confused mankind and predisposed man not to seek the fullness of will of Yah. He says he's going to remove them from the face of the earth, from out of the mouths of all his people. So men, my brothers and sisters, not prepare for that day, say that it makes no difference. If he says he's going to remove it from their mouths, that means, my brothers and sisters, any mouth that will continue to speak the lie will not be allowed to speak, will be silenced. But they say it doesn't make any difference. I can go into a lot there, my brothers and sisters, but I'm just telling you. The scripture says Messiah's name declared that he would deliver his people from their sins. And every time that men have associated the names of heathen gods with the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, many have been predisposed not to seek the greater truth. Shall the Most High be constantly reminded of these schemes of illusion? And men feel that it makes no difference. Do people really believe the Most High wants to be reminded of all these lies? Wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern far better than that. There's a reason why he said he would give his people a pure speech, a pure language, a pure doctrine, that all may call upon his name with one consent. That means men should discern his name, my brothers and sisters, when he said he is all and everything that he is eternally. That he is who he said he is and who will prove himself to be all that he has decreed. All of this, my brothers and sisters, relates his name. We live in a society today that men have believed that so many misideals that men have trusted in. Somehow the Most High will still accept them. Brothers and sisters, how many of us understand that even an errant thought is sin? We live in a society because men are trusting their rulers. Men have not known what it is to respect Yah. Like I said, whoever can believe that Yah is the author of all this mass confusion we see, my brothers and sisters, cannot be one called faithful or a disciple unto him. Last evening, I did a show. explains that when Messiah comes, the scriptures that say it this way, the king shall be dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Meaning he will declare a word that will decide, my brothers and sisters, whether men shall live or men shall perish. When he says they shall be dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow, my brothers and sisters, when they said ash to ashes and dust to dust, when the Most High says such things as the day man sins, he shall surely die. When man comes to understand that the Most High made man of the dust of the earth, and he says with dust he was created and dust he shall return. When men understand what the scriptures mean, when it says in Malachi that the wicked, the lawless, shall be dust on the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he declares his kingdom. When men understand these things and understand them well, men will understand, my brothers and sisters, whose word it is that is the word of life. Then when man understand what it means when it says from the rising sun of the west to the west, men will discern there's no other Savior but he. None else who makes man whole, complete unto divine purpose. But by his spirit, by the gift that the Most High himself gives. Because I'm telling you now, just simply to hear the words from a man is not enough. Isaiah said, our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice. How many of my brothers and sisters, when they hear the truth, Most High grants to hear him? How many of my brothers and sisters, when they hear a pastor speak, seek the Most High to be sure that what they hear is a right understanding, if it is true that man spoke the truth? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I remember one time being in a church. The Most High had already shown me things far beyond what that church could teach me. And I remember one time the pastor saying something that most people never caught was out of line. And he read directly from the scriptures, but I would tell you that his interpretation of that idea was far from the fact. And I heard the Most High, his voice, and a scream. That's not what I meant! It was like somebody hit me upside my head and shocked me. The liberation with which that word was spoken. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that it hit me with such impact that it was a little while after being stunned this way before I could even speak. I began to search the scriptures for the verbiage
90 seconds.
To look it up for what its meaning was, my brothers and sisters, in the original language. Beyond the frailty of what translators have done. And I found that indeed the words that were translated there were far from the initial meaning, far from the initial intent. But contained in those words was a wisdom, my brothers and sisters. The scripture said in advance that the leaders would not speak.
60
How
seconds.
How could they interpret that word correctly? My brother says, don't be confused. There's only one word consummate unto life. Messiah must return to speak it. The men discern beyond all the misconceits that they have trusted. Scripture tells us, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Well, I got page after page of notes concerning what all I wanted to talk to you about tonight. And it's apparent to me now that I'm going to have to continue this topic. I haven't even touched on a few sentences for the elaboration of their meaning. So much, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has to reveal himself. Help the mind to understand the implications of. And unto that card, my brothers and sisters, under his might, his honor, and his praise always, Thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I say it again, my brothers and sisters, to the praise of His name. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.